From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Turkey says today's deadly blast were carried out by suicide bombers. Two bomb explosions targeted a peace rally being held by leftist and Kurdish activists in the Turkish capital of Ankara. It killed 86 people and wounded 186. The explosions occurred seconds apart outside Ankara's main train station as hundreds were gathering for the rally, organized by Turkey's Public Sector Workers Union and other civic society groups. The rally aimed to call for increased democracy and an end to the renewed violence between Kurdish rebels and Turkish security forces. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadliest attacks in Turkey in years. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said there were strong signs that the attacks, which struck 50 meters apart, were suicide bombings. He declared a three-day official mourning period for the victims, as well as for all of those killed in terror attacks since July. Hours after the attacks, the Turkish government imposed a temporary news blackout covering images that showed the moment of the blast, gruesome or bloody pictures or images that create a feeling of panic. The spokesman warned media organizations they could face a full blackout if they didn't comply. Here in Washington, the White House condemned what it called an horrific attack in the Turkish capital. The U.S.-led coalition targeted Islamic State in Syria with five airstrikes Friday. It also hit the militant group with 20 bombardments in Iraq, according to a statement released on Saturday. In the meantime, Syrian government forces captured a village from rebels in the central province of Hama Saturday as they pushed a ground operation backed by Russian air support. This is VOA News. European Union countries and non-EU nations now have much more authority in combating human trafficking in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. The UN Security Council passed a resolution Friday permitting countries to search and seize vehicles suspected of human trafficking. The resolution also authorizes the use of force. This is Matthew Rycroft, the British ambassador to the UN.
Any action will be proportional, in keeping with the limits authorized by this resolution, and used solely against the smugglers and empty boats. Any migrants encountered as part of the operation will be taken to Europe as part of established procedures.
Italy marked a milestone in the migrant crisis Friday by flying the first group of asylum seekers to Sweden. The action is part of the EU's new relocation program that aims to resettle migrants throughout Europe, sharing the burden of the migrant crisis. Under the EU plan, countries will receive compensation for accepting and transporting the refugees. A Palestinian attacker stabbed three policemen just outside the Old City in East Jerusalem Saturday before police forces say they shot him dead. Authorities say one of the police officers was seriously wounded. Two others were moderately hurt. The scene of the stabbing is near where a Palestinian teenager stabbed two Israelis before police shot him dead earlier in the day. A wave of stabbings has rocked Israel in recent days, resulting in attacks on civilians and soldiers. The attack started in East Jerusalem at a holy site revered by Muslims and as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. A hospital official and residents say at least three people have died. Some 50 have been injured in pre-election violence in Guinea. A hospital worker who insisted on anonymity because he is not authorized to speak to the press said the deaths and injuries have been caused by violence since Thursday. Opposition demonstrators have clashed with supporters of President Alpha Conde, who is running for re-election in polls on Sunday. A mayor says a group of suspected jihadists attacked a village in central Mali, killing a local official in front of his family. Haruna Balem, the mayor of Diogani municipality, says the attackers are suspected members of the radical Messina Liberation Movement, which has been blamed for other attacks this year that have targeted military and civilian authorities in south and central Mali. Diogani lies close to the Burkina Faso border. Bellum says the extremists came into the village of Dunapene Friday afternoon and shot Timote Codillo in front of his wife. She suffered a heart attack and was rushed to a health center. Attacks by extremists are moving south. The group is said to have ties to the extremist Islamic extremists.
That's the latest world news from VOA.